Hi there, this is Tracy. My channel is dedicated to helping victims of narcissist abuse understand what is going on, why they are in this sort of situation, how to get themselves out, and how to heal. Today I've got a very special story that I'd like to read to you, and a lot of my viewers deal with this same exact thing. It has to do with parental alienation, and one of my viewers wrote a beautiful article that I'm going to read that is called Parental Alienation from a Malignant Covert Narcissist is Child Abuse. Let's see what you think. I am a malignant covert narcissist, an apparent alienator. I may appear honorable in the public's eyes and have fooled many for years with my deceptions, including my own family and the court system. But I'm a dangerous child abuser. You know me, and others think they know me. You lived with me for 27 years, and you saw my behavior, but you did not spend time questioning, studying, and internalizing my sneaky intentions. I know you better than you know yourself. You're an empathetic, honest, caring, and loving soul that I carefully selected you to be my guide on what is goodness and what people look for. I know how to test you and control you, to set you up. I know that the depths of the love for our children is your main weakness that I can exploit. I am a multifaceted terrorist, and I will try to take over your being. I will lie, have affairs, feed my addictions to pornography and gambling without you knowing it because of how trusting you are. I even fathered another child, which I kept from you, and I will deny to our children if the truth ever comes out. I expected you to mold to my needs, and because you turned on me, I will take everything away from you, especially our children. I will not include you in holidays and graduations and weddings. I will indirectly get our children to hate you and fear you, and even though they have had a wonderful, loving relationship with you, their mom, their entire lives, I will make up falsehoods and plant ideas in their heads because they trust me like they did once you. This is the only way I know I can heal from my past hurts and inadequacies. I will rewrite our children's history just to punish you in hopes that you'll succumb to the sadness of estrangement. I never thought you'd have the strength to unmask and discard me after decades of being in my control. So I will seek revenge on you forever. I am a shell of a person with no real worth. But remember when I shoved you against the wall and said, "Don't you dare divorce me, or else you will forever regret it." After I realized that, how evil I was, would you have liked to see me dead in the gutter? But I have too much to lose if the truth came out. So instead, I took away your home, your garden, your friends, your neighbors, took away your health, your money, and your credit, your pension, your belongings, and especially your children. Because I know that our kids mean more than anything to you. I left you with nothing. I manipulated documents and even forged your name so that you got to pay for my debts and my legal fees and my new luxury car. I even stole tens of thousands of dollars in our children's college accounts that you funded when they were little. You now owe more than you can pay, and you will be hounded by collection agencies. I abused you emotionally, physically, sexually, and financially, and thought that I would continue this abuse until the day of our end of our days. I knew you were a strong, intelligent woman, but I didn't plan on the light bulb moment when I stole our daughter's money and made the mistake of confessing that night over pizza. I wanted you to die, or at least be miserable forever. I didn't think you were strong enough to leave me, let alone survive and thrive as you have. I hate the fact that you will remain spiritual, loving, kind, successful, and compassionate. You are currently enjoying a fulfilling life of love, peace, and harmony, despite all of my concerted efforts to bring you down. You didn't notice that even before we got married, I was controlling you and planting the seeds of taking over your soul. I created many small disconnects with our family, directly and indirectly, putting you down in front of our kids. I managed to manipulate reality, though a long time you didn't even notice. I've been slowly and methodically putting down your education and your moral family and values for years, undermining you constantly. I belittled you and gaslighted you, getting you to question your own thoughts by slowly shattering your confidence. When you began to question my intentions and actions, I would rely on that you were crazy and that I only want the best for you and our children. Even now, I pretend to be neutral and kind, even fake complimenting you around others, all the while I'm controlling our children's minds and using them as weapons in my war against you. My narcissistic and controlling behavior led our son to want to end his life when he didn't achieve my dreams of athletic superiority under my same number and position, even though it was you who encouraged our daughter to love animals. I pretend now, just to get credit, my influence led both kids to abuse drugs and alcohol, and they would seek numbing from any expectation and chaos. Now, I even encourage both of our adult children not to have contact with one another, so that in their isolation, they will not form healthy brother-sister bonds and be able to communicate the truth to each other. I am directly and indirectly abusing them, making them codependent and insecure, hindering their self-awareness and independence. I am purposely stifling their still formative souls as I encourage their loyalty to me only. With my financial control of our children, I have made them dependent on me. They are now my assets, my collateral, extension of my plans that I devote to seek revenge on you, my ex-wife, who embarrassed me by divorcing and shattering the false, upstanding image I have devoted my life to creating. When you chose to divorce me after 27 years, my covert, secret agent man rage got me to get them so against you. My need for winning and my superior and grandiose view of myself is all I really care about. I don't care that I will go to hell and you will go to heaven. I'm a non-believer that hides behind church walls. I don't care that my actions will damage our children's future relationships with others. In my mind, your betrayal of me awakened the traumas of my inadequate past. I still vehemently deny the abuse I suffered, saying that my childhood was perfect and my depressed mother was nothing more than depressed, even though she said she was. Not that my egotistical father ever laid a hand on me, and my brother is kind and a loving human being. I want you to suffer. A mother whose children have died but are still alive. I refuse to accept my actions as harmful. I have lost sight of God and my higher self. I am the superior secret agent man. All my efforts now revolve around making you miserable. I take pleasure in denying your basic rights as a parent. I will continue to rape you in every way I can, while doing my best to ensure our kids worship me and devalue you. I know that my money and charisma has won over the court systems. I bask in the power I possess. I know that the mom clause in our degree has destroyed deposition, keep you silent from speaking the truth as I threaten you with contempt and get the children to think along the same lines. I have no remorse that our children are being irreversibly harmed by me as I try to erase you. I love that you hurt and feel lost without them. I am powerful and righteous, so I think to myself. I am a malignant, covert narcissist and apparent alienator. I've succeeded in fooling everyone. I am abusing our children, whose eyes are open but are unable to see what I'm doing. I don't care that they will forever be damaged by the use of them to get my revenge on my escaped narcissistic supply. I feel entitled to steal from you and our children. I count on the truth being buried in a grave I dug for you, my beloved ex-wife.